Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. How about that? Opener of the Pain Day season last night at Arrowhead in Kansas City between the Chiefs and Ravens. Patrick Mahomes was tripping at the end of that game. He thought that the Ravens' last-second pass to the back of the end zone to Likely was a touchdown and that they were going to go to overtime. Lamar Jackson thought it was good when he found Likely with the sweet pass with no time left. He thought overtime. In the end, though, it was Sean Hockley who made the call. There was video review every time you saw it. More and more, his toe was definitely dapping the line. A sellout, raucous crowd at Arrowhead. Chiefs Nation lit. Chiefs win it 27-20 as they begin pursuit of a record third consecutive Super Bowl title. Mahomes said it was nerve-wracking because it looked good from my angle on the sideline. But then the first view you could see his cleat. You have to wear white cleats next time, bro. That's my advice for him. Of course, Mahomes did his normal performance of showing off and lighting it up. 291 yards, a tutty to Xavier Worthy. I called that on C2C yesterday on Sports Grid TV. Worthy also ran for a touchdown in his NFL debut. And the Chiefs won the rematch of the title game that they won in the Charm City 17-10. They win this one by 7 as well. And they beat Baltimore for the fifth time in 6 meetings. Lamar has called the Chiefs the Ravens' kryptonite. Of course, Jackson threw for 273 yards and a tutty, and he ran for a buck 22 on the ground. Jackson said, "I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it was a touchdown." Too bad it wasn't a touchdown. His foot was on the line, Romeo. So the Ravens were down 27-17 in the fourth. They kicked a field goal. They got the ball back at their own 13 with a buck 50 left. No timeouts. He completed a couple of throws to Likely, who had a buck 11 receiving and a score. Then Jackson scrambled for a huge first down. Two plays later, he found Bateman down the sideline, 38 yards, a strike to move the Ravens to the KC-10 with 19 seconds left. He threw one away. Then he missed on his second pass, wide open. Zay Flowers in the back of the end zone, fail. Then came the last shot. Jackson scrambled. Seemed like forever. Then he found Likely with a high ripper to the back of the end zone. Looked like he had forced overtime. Harbaugh signaled for the team to try a two-point conversion. Never got the chance. Harbaugh said, "I thought our guys overcame setbacks at times and fought like crazy to overcome. It looked like we had an opportunity there to tie the game up and try to win. It didn't happen at the end, but our guys fought." Of course, the game was delayed 20 minutes. They had lightning all over the area. And then the Ravens opened with a huge 11-play, 70-yard drive that ended with King Henry, who has tormented the Chiefs in the past when he was with the Titans. He plunged into the end zone from 5 out for the early Ravens lead. But then the Chiefs said, what you can do, we can do too, baby. Trying to avoid back-to-back season opening losses. They lost to Detroit last year, but they didn't need anything. 2 minutes, Mahomes twice connected with Rashi Rice. He hasn't been punished by the NFL at all yet. Then he found Worthy. Worthy gets it done, a 21-yard touchdown run to even it up. And it looked like it was just going to be a fantastic game. And it was. Jackson got strip sacked by Chris Jones, fumbled. That led to a Kansas City field goal. Flowers was stopped short of the first down marker on a fourth down try. I thought it was a weak play off in the flat. And that led to another field goal. Tucker, one of the best, pulled a 53-yard field goal wide left, so we saw him actually miss. Mahomes got picked off by Roquan Smith late in the first half, and they got a chip shot field goal out of that. They were down 13-10 to KC at the break. KC opened the second half with a huge 81-yard touchdown drive that extended their lead. And then after Jackson hit likely on a 49-yard touchdown strike, Mahomes drove 70 yards against that top-scoring D in the NFL last season and got a touchdown to make it 27-17 with 10 to go. Tucker got it to a one-score game with his field goal with 4:54 left. And then the Ravens forced a punt. Didn't matter. They didn't get it done. And Lamar and company walk off the field with another loss to the Chiefs. That's all they do is lose to the Chiefs. Andy Reid said it was a fight down to the end. When they say it's a game of inches, it might be shorter than that. Up next for the Ravens, Vegas on Sunday, September 15th. Same day, Chiefs host Cincinnati at Arrowhead. Nice start for the Chiefs. They play all their games at home, right? Now tonight you get the first ever NFL game in South America in Sao Paulo, Brazil, between the Eagles and Packers. It's delicious. Darius Slay said on his show, "I don't want to go to Brazil." When they asked wide receiver Devonta Smith about it, the Eagles said, "No comment." A.J. Brown said, "There's a bunch of don't do's in Brazil. I'm just trying to go down there and win a football game and come back home. That's the best way I can put it." The Eagles are the alleged designated home team in Sao Paulo. I'm sure they'd rather play a home game at the Link than this long trip. The last time the Packers had an international game, they played in London. They lost to the Giants at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Then they went and lost five straight after that. They don't want that to happen this time again. Of course, the Packers made it to the NFC Divisional Playoffs with the league's youngest team. Philly started 10-1, but only one more win for them the rest of the way after that, and they lost to Tampa in the wild card round of the playoffs. The Eagles want to put their collapse behind them. Remember, Philadelphia got rid of their coordinators on both sides of the ball. Now it's Kellen Moore on offense and Vic Fangio running the defense. Packers did the same thing. They have a new D coordinator. They fired Joe Barry and they brought in BC head coach Jeff Hafley. Of course, we get to see Saquon Barkley with the Eagles after 6 years as a big blue giant. And the Pack added Josh Jacobs from the Raiders. Everybody's raving about Packers quarterback Love. Let's see what he can do against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles tonight in Brazil, baby. It's Pharrell on the bench.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.